Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like to think of myself as a pretty good parent. You know, maybe it's because I really, really love my kids. Maybe it's because I'm not always there around them. So when I do see them, I just, you know, I just kind of smother them with kisses. And I don't helicopter them, but I do sometimes baby them because I love babies. But I am not the perfect parent. Right? I mean, if you learn in medical school how to parent, it's just not the same. You got to have kids, and then the kids kind of teach you how to parent. But where I am very, very lacking, and I am very inexperienced, which I shouldn't be, since I've had 40-some years of, almost 50 years of pets in my life, I don't know how to handle a pet who's a teenager. And I have two teenagers right now, pets. I mean, I got a 21 and an 18-year-old human kid. But in terms of my furry kids, I got two of them, and they're teenagers, and it's not going well at all. And I would like some advice on how do you parent a teenage pet. So, for example, the cat, her name is Snappy. Now, Snappy is about 5 years old. So she's about an older teenager. Okay, I know everybody says multiply by 7 with dogs or whatever with cats. Since a cat could live about 25 years at its most, 17 years on average, she's already a third to a fifth of the way. She's a teenager. As far as I'm concerned, she's a teenager. And she's supposed to be going to adulthood, but she's a little immature. And in terms of immaturity, she likes to go and roam around the neighborhood. And she likes to do things on her own. The other cats, I could pretty much get them to listen to me, but not her. Not her. And so she will just go missing. And then I'm notifying all the neighbors, right? And I'm putting out like posters, and I'm contacting. There's like this group chat. I think it's on GroupMe, where you can just talk to like all your neighbors at once, which I don't really like to do because I know they're like, can you please bring in your garbage? You know, yeah, your husband was outside in his underwear again. Yeah, I just, you know, so I don't really like talking to the neighbors too much because, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed. When they see you without your makeup and your extensions and without your, you know, normal clothes and all that, they kind of know you a little bit differently than other people. And so, you know, I try to have as little interaction because I think they know too much about me already. They can hear you yell at the kids. They can hear you yell at your husband. They just know too much. So they can also see what's in your garbage, you know, which is also kind of embarrassing, especially when the garbage kind of rolls over, knocks over. They can just see everything. They know what I eat. You know, they know the video games we play. So it's just not a lot of privacy. But anyway, so I'm reaching out to them saying the cat's missing. I don't know if it's the owl that came in and swooped the cat up. And all of a sudden, here we are, a day later, cat just decides to come in going, what? I'm like, I've had a heart attack. I was ready to call the police. I was going to call animal control. I didn't know where you were. It's like, what? Please. So I have a problem with teenagers. I just don't do that well. That's not my idea. I do really good with the young kids. I do real good with kittens and puppies. The dogs know better. The dog now on a walk, she starts to now buck me. And she tries to now have this independent streak where I need to walk her to take her to a place to go potty. And that's the park where I have bags and I can pick up the poo-poo. I carry my own extra bags because sometimes she really, you know, drops a large carbon footprint. But no, she wants to go potty in this one yard that has a beautiful, beautiful landscape. And the one yard where the neighbors are always looking out the window. And so she fights me because that's what she wants to do, her poo-poo. Well, the neighbor doesn't want anybody going poo-poo in their house. And I'm trying to pull this little son of a gun, and she won't do it. So I've reviewed with you guys the stages of development with kids and people, and I think it's with pets as well. Credit goes to Erickson. Dr. Erickson, Eric Erickson, I believe, his first name, believe that personality developed in a series of stages. And so with infancy, you get the trust versus mistrust. So they have to learn how to trust mama, trust a parent, and that's from infancy to about a year and a half. Early childhood is 2 to 3 years old. And early childhood is where they have the autonomy versus the shame and doubt. This is where you have to toilet train. This is where they're kind of like, no, wait a second. You know, everybody says the terrible twos. The terrible twos are not terrible at all. That's when they're starting to realize that they are a person, they're a being. They get to make choices. They get to influence mom and dad or the parents. But then on the flip side, they also start to realize that poo-poo and peeing in your pants and all that is a bad thing. And then some sort of shame comes in. By preschool, they have the initiative versus guilt. So they take the initiative, they need to explore, they need to have a purpose, but then they might feel guilty because they start getting into trouble for some things. So they kind of go through that. By the school age, they have the 6 years old to 11 years old, and that's where you have industry versus inferiority. In school, they learn they have a purpose, you know, but they also learn that they are not, you know, God's greatest gift. Because teachers have a bunch of other kids in the classroom. So these kids start to kind of balance between being useful and doing and now being productive, but then also seeing where they lie in society and among other kids and start to kind of go through that inferior. So they start to balance that. Then come the adolescents. And the adolescents, age 12 to 18, is the identity versus role confusion. So this is where they're like, okay, you know what? I think I know who I want to be. I think I want to be this person. Now, I knew as a kid I wanted to be a comedian ever since I was little. Once I made people laugh in the class when I was in early childhood, I already found my industry. I had no inferiority complex in terms of that. Maybe with looks. I realized all the cute girls got the boys and I didn't get the cute boys, but that's okay. But I found my role in terms of comedy. And then during your young adulthood, or your adolescence, that's when you try to go, okay, you know, what's my role? You know, how do I identify? And that's also where a lot of kids start to kind of identify with gender and sexuality. Then young adulthood, you have the intimacy versus isolation. Do you have a relationship or not? Middle adulthood, which I'm in right now, generativity versus stagnation. Am I going to generate or am I going to stagnate? And then mature is ego, integrity versus despair. Let's not talk about that. That's depressing. So, teach me what to do with my teenage pets. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are by the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a new strain of the virus. We have a new COVID strain that apparently has been out for a little while, and it's called the Lambda strain. So we have the Alpha originating in the UK. We have the Beta strain. The Beta strain below South Africa, South African previously called strain. The Delta, India strain, I think a Delhi with that one. The Gamma strain in Brazil, originated there in Brazil. I think of Brazil Games, the Rio Games, Gamma. That's how I remember them all. There's an Epsilon strain that came from California. Everybody's gone surfing. So that's how I remember that one, the Epsilon strain. And now we have the Lambda strain. Now, the Lambda strain originated in Peru. So I remember that by Lima, Peru. L for lambda. Not that that's how they came up with which Greek letters to identify the strains, but for those of you that are like, I'm confused, I don't get delta, gamma, alpha, I don't understand, what are they talking about? And you, it helps you seeing the countries and having that pictorial, but we don't want to stereotype the country. That's how I remember it. I just remember lambda, Lima, Peru. Even though Lima per se doesn't, I don't think has a lot to do with it. So apparently this lambda strain has already hit about 27 countries. And I guess medical experts trying to figure out what the significance is. It's called, I believe, the C37 strain. It was first sequenced in Peru back in August 2020. Now, the variant actually, as we speak, is now in 30 countries, including the U.S., Australia, and Germany, U.K., as well as going through South America. It has two concerning mutations on its spike protein, the L452Q and the F490S. Those make it more infectious and allow it to maybe escape immunity. And so, you know, very similar mutations to some of these other strains. And they do believe that the mutation is more infectious, causing a rapid spread in the country. We don't know if it's more contagious than Delta, and we don't know if it's going to be deadlier. But, you know, it has been around for a while, and so we have a lambda strain. Most of the cases in Chile, U.S., Peru, Germany, Mexico, but Israel, Uruguay, Denmark, Czech Republic has had a case or two of it. So, I mean, I know I sound like a broken record, but I am sorry. I am very, very suspicious of these strains and these mutations. I understand how viruses can make mutations. We've spoken about that. But I just think we're really, really sleeping on the source aspect of this. And I, even though viruses and like the Spanish flu and things like that can come and decimate and have strains and persist for a good couple years, and we're expecting this coronavirus to be around for a good couple years, we just need to make sure that there wasn't another entity involved. And if this entity, whether it was Wuhan lab scientists or an accident or some other country, I really hope that the Biden administration, the UN, the World Health Organization, all these countries are really investigating. And the only, I guess, silver lining to this is even if our country feels like they can't move in and, you know, try to, you know, see if data was whitewashed or whatever the terms for it, erased and things like that, I'm sure a lot of other countries out there, like Israel, are pretty ticked off that we just keep getting these new mutations. We keep getting these new variants. And even though the scientific logic is there, if there is somebody making these mutations or their screw-up is continuing to cause leaks, I really think that some country is going to probably say, to heck with this, I don't care about diplomacy, we're going to figure this out. Now, supposedly, America's on it. Supposedly, the Biden administration gave us 90 days to figure out what happened. I think this should have started way earlier. I'm not sure why the Trump administration, with the cojones that they had, couldn't just go in and, I get we didn't want to start a war, but if the Trump administration suspected this was nefarious the whole time, I just don't understand why we weren't able to, you know, try to nip this in the bud. But again, if this really did happen months before they announced it and they had months time to erase things, right, or to cover up the spill or whatever happened, then maybe it is futile. And all our governments can do is say, look, we have suspicion, this is what happened. But my problem is we keep getting new variants. We keep getting new outbreaks. And so, I just want to make sure we're not being naive. Love to hear your theories. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Singapore, they're going to take a little different stand. From what I'm hearing, Singapore is going to be one of the first of the nations to go, you want to know what? We're going to just treat this like the flu. They appear that they are going to stop recording daily COVID case numbers in a bid to get back to normal. And they may just treat this virus like the flu. Now, they have recorded 36 deaths since the start of the pandemic. By 36, apparently, in Singapore. Now, let me just double-check that. Sometimes we get different numbers. I'm really surprised it's only 36. But what's credited to that is they have these real draconian, strict lockdown rules. Well, the problem is they did what they thought needed to be done. And COVID didn't go away. So you could lock down, you could do everything possible, you could bolt up your house. If the house next to you and the other houses are still allowing these viruses to persist, then for you, yeah, you might have saved people in your country, but you didn't do anything, so to speak, to stop the world outbreak. Now, I'm sorry, let me just see if I could see any other numbers coming out of Singapore. If I do, if we get any other numbers, I'll let you know. But right now, we don't have a lot of deaths coming from... They have cases, but in terms of deaths, they were able to limit that. So they want to stop doing the counting. It doesn't look like they want to do any more masks and lockdowns. And they've actually laid out this blueprint by three leading members of their COVID task force to end the 18 months of tough restrictions in order to restore quarantine-free travel and public gatherings. Now, they have a population of only 5.7 million, so way, way less than what we have, but 1/65th. Of what we have. And they've had about 62,000 cases. But they do have one of the least death rates. Thing is people want to get on with their lives. So they're thinking instead of monitoring COVID-19 infection numbers every day, we will focus on their outcomes. How many fall sick? How many are in the ICU? How many need to be intubated for oxygen? And this is how we monitor flu. If we can't eradicate it, we're going to turn the pandemic into something much less threatening, like influenza, hand, foot, and mouth disease, chickenpox, and get on with our lives. Now, that works. That will work unless you have these measures or these mandates, like our country has been going back and forth on, in terms of, let's say, vaccination. So we have a much different landscape than Singapore. We also have a much more litigious society. So when you fire a bunch of nurses from working at a hospital because they didn't want to get the vaccine, and you said it was because they could spread the virus and it's a public health issue, so you're allowed to mandate that, even though a company, a private company, looks like can technically do what, you know, order what they want in terms of their staff, and you could just quit. They can't, you know, tie you down and give you the shot. If the purpose of the vaccine was, well, all right, public health and the mandate, if we have the numbers to show that vaccinated people can still spread the virus, then that argument is moot. So we have a much different issue because we have legal cases. We have mandates. We have colleges saying we're not going to let you come back on our campus unless you're vaccinated. Now, I'm pro-vaccine. I think the vaccines do help with the variants. They say the Lambda variant, the vaccine should help against that. The vaccine should help against the Delta variant. Although Israel came out with some interesting data saying that the shot dropped even lower in terms of efficacy, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you're going to have colleges tell college students, no, you don't get to walk on our campus. If you're having hospitals say you're going to be fired, and if a whole bunch of industry institutions say we're not going to allow you to work and feed your family, now people are saying, okay, can we really find out exactly what a vaccinated individual carries and what their risk is? So I agree with what Singapore is doing, and we need to learn to live with it. But on the same hand, we've got to be very careful because we have a lot of people mandating things. And I'm not a fan of mandates. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Don't
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New disclosures by the National Legal and Policy Center show the Chinese Communist government contributed to the President Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania. Documents show the organization received $50 million from China after Biden announced his presidential bid in 2018. That was an increase of 400% from previous years. It's not clear if Biden was directly involved. A teenager is dead after deputies said she jumped out of a moving car while arguing with her mother Monday night on I-45 in Houston, Texas. Lieutenant Cook from the Harris County Sheriff's Office on KPRC 2 News.
On arrival, deputies learned that a juvenile female was confirmed deceased.
A rendition of the national anthem by 98-year-old World War II veteran Pete Dupre on a harmonica was played for the U.S. women's national soccer team on the Olympic send-off match. Two of the U.S. players turned their back on Old Glory. USA Radio News. Anyone that drove over the 4th of July weekend will tell you gas prices at the pump is doing no one any good. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 312 is up 95 cents from a year ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, demand could be at an all-time high.
Gasoline demand over the July 4 holiday was amongst the highest in years as motorists took to the roads to celebrate Independence Day. We easily saw the highest gasoline consumption on record since the summer of 2019. And it's possible after additional data comes in that it indeed may have been close to record-setting gasoline demand.
Across the country, Mississippi had the lowest statewide average of $2.73 a gallon, while California had the highest at a whopping $4.28. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Joe Biden is going to call for people to go door to door to spread the word about the COVID vaccines. There is going to be a big push by this administration as they fell short just a little bit of their 70% goal. They wanted to have 70% of adults partially vaccinated by Independence Day. And again, I want to credit both Biden and Trump administration on being able to get the vaccines produced out there, rolled out. Both administrations, I think, did a great job, but I will stop short of any sort of mandate or any sort of draconian measure and discrimination when it comes to people choosing to not be vaccinated. I understand as a doctor how dangerous that could be when you have groups of population that don't want to vaccinate, as they as the virus can find new hosts and spread as well as kill them. But this is a free country, and the Constitution, I believe, does protect them. So, but it doesn't sound like they're going door to door to vaccinate yet. But they are calling for people to go door to door to spread the word about COVID vaccines. He is going to speak about the pandemic from the White House. This is, I believe, coming up, I think it's today. They are going to describe targeted efforts of door-to-door outreach to get the remaining Americans vaccinated. He will also push adolescents age 12 to 18 to get vaccinated as they go back to school for checkups and get ready for fall sports. Now, I believe we are at the 50% total vaccinated mark. According to USA Today analysis of Johns Hopkins, COVID cases, however, are up in nearly half of the U.S. states. Alaska and Arkansas more than doubled cases this past week. South Carolina and Kansas are up more than 50%. In Missouri, the number of hospitalized patients jumped by nearly 30% over 4th of July weekend. I heard that intubators had to be transferred, I think, from one hospital to another. The Delta variant is now responsible for 26% of cases, has been detected in 50 states. Just a month ago, it was only about 3%. So the Delta variant originated in India, we believe, is more transmissible, more virulent, and can affect younger individuals. But here's the thing, I get it, because many of you reach out to me, many of you talk to me about concerns with your kids. This 13-year-old boy who died in his sleep after getting the COVID vaccine does not, which is tragic, if the CDC does end up finding a tie to that, parents are going to be have a much different attitudes towards the vaccine than adults are with themselves. And I'm a parent. That does scare me. And it's the second dose. There was something that happened to a child after the first dose. And I know these are rare, but I'm here to give you guys the news. Okay? I'm not here to just sugarcoat and only give whatever will support a narrative. I'm here to tell you guys both sides. A pro-vaccine, I think the vaccine helps. I think we need to have a robust vaccination plan. I just don't think we should mandate it. And I don't think schools should turn away people from, I don't think schools should turn away people, you know, who decide that they want to wait. I thought, especially the Democrats, were pro-choice. You know, stay away from my body. Government can't tell me what to do with my body, what to put in my body. The Democrats support abortion, support a woman's choice to choose to abort, a woman's choice to have birth control without an employer saying, I don't want to pay for their birth control. So with all these choices that a good part of our country wants to protect, I just don't understand why they also don't want to protect a person's choice of what gets injected into them. So what's on parents' mind is this 13-year-old that died in a sleep, had some abdominal pain a couple days after a shot, went to bed, never woke up. Then there was a 16-year-old boy that had his first Pfizer vaccine dose, went to exercise, and suffered cardiac arrest. Now, with this case, it's a little tricky, because we hear about kids having cardiac arrest when they exercise. They may have undiagnosed hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. We just spoke about that last week when a child in our neck of the woods died after football practice. We don't know exactly why they died. We don't think it was a vaccine. We think maybe it could have been related to that, but we still haven't gotten the autopsy results. But when somebody dies after exercising, we usually think it's because they have a heart condition. Yet in Singapore, the Ministry of Health is investigating a 16-year-old boy who was lifting weights 6 days into receiving his first dose of Pfizer. And the boy was transferred to National University Hospital in the evening. He remains in critical condition. He's in the ICU. Now, these were heavy weights, which were above his body weight. And he did have the physicals. He was feeling fine 5 days after vaccination. So we're not sure what happened on day six. So they're looking at myocarditis. They're looking at if there was a pericarditis. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle. Pericarditis is inflammation surrounding the heart. And they think that this could have been aggravated by factors or strenuous activities that might affect the heart. Now, this small risk of myocarditis and pericarditis has been observed in men, mostly men, boys, after vaccination with mRNA vaccines such as Pfizer and Moderna. Now, they are suggesting that individuals who have received any dose of mRNA vaccines should avoid any exercise or strenuous physical activity for a week after vaccination. So, those under 30 years old are in that age group. So, he was on day six and he went to exercise. So, again, this is where we're at. These are very rare isolated cases. They make headlines. We're assuming these are the only cases. There might be others that we don't hear about. But I could pretty much be comfortable saying that these cases are rare. But to a parent, we don't care how rare it is. We do not want to put our children at risk. So every parent out there, or even young adolescent or young adult, is thinking to themselves, what is riskier, COVID or a vaccine? Now, in our animalistic instinct, all right, we are not very pro-vaccine from a human animalistic instinct. We don't put things into our body that don't need to be. We don't do drugs. We don't smoke. You know, why are you drinking alcohol? Why are you vaping? Don't put stuff into your body that, you know, eat food, eat healthy food. All right, but don't be taking extra, you know, supplements. Don't be putting anything extra into your body. Well, things changed a little bit with this virus because people were dying of this virus. People were getting strokes. Most of them were older. People were having trouble breathing. People were, it was just horrifying what this virus did. And so when people ask me, what did I advise my kids? I said, the second I found out that this virus could have been tinkered with, we have to then use man-made weapons to fight this. I don't think our natural immunities are going to be strong enough, because I think if this was tinkered with and messed with, then it's supposed to outsmart our natural immunity. So, you know, my kids have already started the vaccinations, and it's definitely kind of a scary time. So when, you know, doctors and health officials want to go door to door to educate people, you know, they better have a very, you know, a not a salesperson sort of, you know, like a sales, like a, like, I don't want to say used car salesman, but you know, that type, you know, it can't just be a sales pitch. They need to go, look, we know there's risks, but we think COVID's riskier and here's why. 1-877 Doc Zelly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I have a correction to make. We were told originally that NHL goaltender Mattias Kivlenix had died because he was trying to avoid a projectile, firework, jumped out of the hot tub, ran, slipped, hit his head. That's what we were told yesterday. As a correction, apparently he died from a firework hitting him in the chest. So we are being told now that, according to authorities in Novi, Michigan, that 24-year-old Mattis Kivlinix died from a fireworks mortar blast and chest trauma. This is according to Inspector Mitch Brown of the Oakland County Medical Examiner's Office. The death was ruled accidental after full autopsy was conducted by the Oakland County Chief Medical Examiner. Novi Police Department Lieutenant Jason Meyer told CNN that the chest injury from the fireworks resulted in internal injuries. Early on Monday, Meyer had said there seemed to be a malfunction that sent the fireworks in the direction of people. Kivlinix and others were in a hot tub, and when they tried to get out, Kivlinix slipped, fell, and hit his head on the concrete. Emergency responders were dispatched for an injury call at 10:13 p.m. He was taken to the hospital, Ascension Providence Hospital, and pronounced dead. However, rather than him dying from the head trauma, it was from the chest trauma because he was hit. Blue Jackets President of Hockey Operations John Davidson said, "We are shocked and saddened by the loss of Mattis Kivlinix, and we extend our deepest sympathies to his mother, Astrida, his family, and friends during this devastating time. Kivy was a young, outstanding man who greeted every day and everyone with a smile, and the impact he had his 4 years with our organization will not be forgotten." So very, very sad, horrible, I mean, horrible waste of the loss of a life. Apparently, he signed with Columbus as a free agent in 2017. In 8 career games with the team, he went 2-2-2 with a 3.09 goal against average. And then from 2017 to 2021, the goaltender played for the Blue Jackets, American Hockey League affiliate, the Cleveland Monsters. He had a 33-35-9 record with a 3.31 GAA and 3 shutouts in 85 career games. Now, he represented Latvia at several international tournaments, including the World Championships in May and June, where in 4 games he went 1-2 with a 2.18 GAA and 1 shutout. So he was a gifted player. And last night, I don't know if you saw the Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Montreal Canadiens and Tampa Bay Lightning. They remembered him with a moment of silence. It's just heartbreaking. More firework drama, sadly. Apparently, 4 were injured in a massive explosion after a teenager threw a homemade firework into a U-Haul filled with other fireworks at a 4th of July street party. Now, this happened in Toledo, Ohio. This was Sunday night after 10:30 p.m. Apparently, the incident happened where a bunch of people were enjoying a street party. They legally purchased fireworks, lined up on the street, and there was a U-Haul where they had more fireworks. Then a teenager ran up to the back of the truck and tossed his homemade explosive inside. They said it looked like a stick of dynamite with gunpowder. One witness described seeing 2 teenagers run up and toss 2 fireworks into the truck. The police have not confirmed that. It triggered an explosion inside the truck and caused the fireworks resting on the curb to go off as well. And if you look at the explosion, it's just monstrous. So a bystander had taken a video. You can hear people screaming, running for their lives. It blew up the U-Haul, and then it caught up all the fireworks that were on the curb. 4 people injured, taken to the hospital. Luckily, it looks like everybody's supposed to survive. They said it was a lot of kids out there. It could have been worse. So the people injured range anywhere from a 22-year-old, 19-year-old, 55-year-old, 4th person not named. And, I don't know what the answer is. We know over the weekend there were multiple shootings in Chicago, in multiple cities. 100 people were shot, 18 fatally during weekend gun violence. Over 230 people fatally shot over the weekend. I mean, we look at death toll of COVID, and we look at death tolls, and I mean, we locked down, not that I'm suggesting we locked down, but we locked down, we put people in jail for trying to open up a business and support their family, we kicked kids out of school, yet we had 230 people die over 4th of July weekend, 618 people injured by gun violence, over 500 shootings across the country. I don't know what the answer is. And I think, you know, we need to look at the reasons. All right? And, you know, we need to be very honest about the reasons. One is, there are people that like mayhem. This firework explosion, I don't understand how these people wouldn't think that it wouldn't kill anybody. You setting off a truck full of explosives and the truck has a gas tank. So either there are people out there that just really, really want to kill. There's people out there who are just plain stupid. They think, oh, that'd be so cool to see a, you know, truck explode. And they just have absolutely no idea that anybody could die from that. And then you have people who feel they are being threatened. And when they feel they are being threatened, they may shoot first. And so we hear of these fatal shootings, but we don't hear why they happened. Now, apparently there was one woman in, I believe, Times Square who was being catcalled. And I think she tried to ignore the person. And then I believe he slashed her with a knife, I think in the chest and hand. I need to double check that. So I guess another reason is you have people that are very, that might have mental illness. So apparently a tourist was attacked. She was being catcalled by a man while she walked with a friend on West 46th Street. Then he pulled out a sharp object, slashed her across the chest and right hand. The suspect then fled the scene. Now, she refused medical help but was treated later in an urgent care. Luckily, she survived this. The cuts were superficial, enough for her to not want to seek medical care. But, I mean, he could have pointed the knife just any different way and killed her. And how many times have we been catcalled? And what do you do when you're catcalled? You don't engage. You just keep walking. You just keep walking. You know, I remember, you know, growing up thinking, you know what? I should probably stop, tell them to go, you know, up themselves, whatever. And, you know, suck eggs. And No. You just keep walking. You act like you didn't hear it. And now, of course, you know, they'll say, you're ignoring me. We know you hear us. And then they start describing what you're wearing. You know, hey, blonde with the boots and this, and you're like, just keep walking to safety. And, so she did what kind of we've all been taught to do, and sadly, somebody just wants to stab her. And so we have people who feel threatened, we have people with mental illness, we have people who are stupid, and we have people out there that just want to kill. They want to take revenge. And sadly, I described a good number of our population. And I don't mean to say, you know, people are stupid and so many people have mental illness, but when you look at the shootings, when you look, you know, why is somebody at any point deciding to go over to somebody and slashing them or stabbing them or throwing fireworks into a truck? And now, when they're in police custody, they might just say whatever they think they have to say. But I really want somebody to think there's going to be no consequences. What were you thinking? And they were like, I wanted to catch it on video for TikTok. I mean, I'd really like to know what it is that's driving people to do these stupid things and dangerous and deadly things. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.